We are learning Masechtas Babasha Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. We are starting six lines from the top. The first word of the line is Rishum de Mechzi. We're starting at the end of that line, six lines from the top. We're continuing. We have Rav Huna who says that once you put in more than a reiva of kitnias or more than a reiva of dirt, you found that much in the chitim, in the sal chitim, so then you could remove everything and charge him for regular chitim, make him give you back chitim. That was the halacha. Shalom was a knas or was a medin. Either it's a knas because you must have added it, if it's so much, and therefore you make knas on everything, or it's medina because once he felt he had to sift it, so then he's not meichel on anything. Those two pshat from Rav Huna, and then we're trying to ask kashas on Rav Huna. Tashima, we learned in a Mishnah, Mesechus Bab Metzia, famous Mishnah. The two people gave a pekadon to one person. One gave $100, one gave $200. Now, when they came to pick it up, they put it in two different pouches, but they didn't write the names on it. So, each one's claiming the $200 is his, and not the $100, $200 is his. What's the halacha? So, no, he gave each one $100, and the other $100, you keep it at your yo. And the Gemara's kasha is that L'chayri, you see that you don't make a knas. This is a kasha on the mandiyama knas, like the Rashbam says. So you see, you don't make a knas. Because over here, why don't you make a knas on the guy trying to steal over here? So you should give nothing back. You should give nothing back to both of them. Because L'maisa, one guy's trying to steal over here. So don't give anything back. L'chayri, it's make a knas over here. So the Gemara answers, no, it's no shaykhis. No shaykhis the kasha. Why? There's no reason they can ask. For sure, $100 each. Like we spoke out, Fidur Rashbam, that by the case of the chitim, when you found kidneys there, we're worried, once it's more, we're worried maybe put the whole thing in. That's what makes sense to make knas and everything. But here, we know for sure he gave 100. So therefore, it makes no sense to take away the 100 from him. It don't make sense a knas do it that way. That's the way the Rashbam is Gemara's teretz. Tosfos says a kasha. He says how much better teretz. One, you answer that here there's one guy for sure is not a rami. Here, if you don't give back any of the money, one guy is for sure losing out. So therefore, Mishlom by the chitim, the guy's a rami now. He put too much. But here, one guy's not a rami. Maybe that's why you don't take it away from him. That's the way Tosfos has a kasha. And the Rabbeinu Gershom learns that is the Gemara's teretz. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. He says Hosom. That's a reason. Means, so one guy for sure is not a Ramai. That's how he learns in the Taitu Gemara. I don't know how he touches it in, but he touches it in the Gemara. And that is, the Gufo Tai says you could have answered, is what the Gemara's Tarot says. So basically, we have two truths of the discussion. The Rashbam, the way he learns it, the way our Girsa Gemara reads, that it's not a dim in there, because there's no tzad that he really stole the whole 200. Therefore, you don't like Knas on the whole 200. Mashain came by the Chitim, maybe he put in all the kidneys. That's the Rashbam's starts. Yeah, what? Rav Huna. Oh, that's a good question. Pasha means the whole sheet of Rav Huna. Some Rashbam means it's Tzadik Knas, but the whole sheet of Rav Huna. But one Pshat of Rav Huna is Knas. That Lashon. The Lashon of Rav Huna says Knas. That's what's slugging up. So here's no Knas. That was a Knas. You see no Knas. There it is. Because don't imply, Knas doesn't imply over here because the money was his. And if he touches it, it can't make Knas because one guy sure is not a Rami. Toshima. Let's bring another Raya. From the Sefer of that Mishnah. The Sefer of that Mishnah says, Omar Yasi, Im Kain, Mahifasid Ramai, he says that you do make knas. Why? Because Mahifasid Ramai, we want to force the Ramai, we want to get the Ramai good. The Ramai here, over here, like he's not going to lose out, so we take away everything. So what do you see? So the hearing verse is a raya. It's a raya that you make knas. It's a raya to Ravuna. So I'm going to know, Achyashta, Hosom Vadik Ramai. There, at least we know for sure there is a Ramai. Here is not a Vadi Rami. Even when it's more than a Reva, we're assuming he must have added it, but it is possible it was a very sandy crap or a very kidney stick of crap, and that's what got it down. So therefore, it's not a Rai 100% that he's a Rami for sure, and therefore, it's not a Dimin. There is a Vadi Rami, here is not a Vadi Rami. Tashma, so I'm bringing another Rai to the Shaila. Shtar Shiyosh by Ribbis. If you have a star that it says in it, Ribbis, which means it's Ruvi and borrowed from Shim money, $100, and pay back $10 a month until next year. That's a star shesh by ribbis. So the kain sinoi soy, we ain't a great belay as a camera's ribbis. The Ramayor. Mayor says you make a knas. You can't collect anything. The star is null and void because of a knas. So what do you see? It's a raya that you make a knas. You see, Klar, like Rav Huna, you make knas on everything. Even on the Karen, which is his medina, and stole, we make a knas on that. It's a raya to Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya. There, when you write to Shtar, he's a certified Baal Avera. He did an Isser of Loisa Simon, he did an Isser of making a Shtar of Ribbis, and as an Isser even before he collects the Ribbis. Just making the Shtar is an Isser. So therefore, it makes sense to make Kanas. Here's not a Vadai Ramai. So therefore, Mehecha Teisa, that you have a right to make a Kanas on him. Toshuma from the Seifa. Chacham say you don't make a knas by ribbis. You don't make a knas on the principle, only on the ribbis. So here is a rai nalak Rav Huna. You see, you don't make a knas, and it's like kavach haimer. Even though he made an iser, you don't make a knas. It's a kasher on Rav Huna. So tomorrow, no. Hok yash, hosam vade karna de teru. There, the reason why I make a knas is because the karna for sure, the principle really belongs to him. Hocha over here, mi yemer the kulay aruvi arav. Here, who said that he mixed up? Who said he didn't mix up everything? Maybe everything's mixed up. That's why here's more reason to make a kanas. The kasha was here, Rabbi Chama doesn't make kanas. Madach by Ribbis doesn't make kanas. Here, make kanas. No, the here is might be worse. Here, every piece of kidneys he might have mixed up by hand. Once you see it's too much, maybe he mixed everything. And therefore, it's reason to make kanas. Vait in the Toshimaz. The Toshimaz, if you look at the simon, we went through the simon already. The first one was kol, which is kol sa'a. The trey story. Is the tray is Shnayim Shefkidu. Shtori is the Shtar of Ribbis. And now up to Rav and Bar of Nachman, that's the next part of the Siman of Toshma of these Kashas on Rav Huna. Toshma, the Tani Ravin Bar of Nachman, Loi Esa Moiser Bilvadu Machsel, Machsel is Kolar Ravon Kulam. What are we talking about here? We're talking about here something that's a discussion of the next parak, parak base core. I sold someone a base core that's a area of 30 saw. I sold him that size property. So the halacha is, in that mishnah over there, that if I sell you a base kur, and I measure it, and it's more or less, so then you have to be mashlim, either take off some, if it's more, you have to pay him a little extra, or give him back the piece of land. If it's less, you menake from the price. But if you speak out, hein chaser, hein yasser, I'm selling you a base kur, a little more, a little less, the halacha is, you have up to a roiva l'sa'a, it can be off by that, and it's still a good sale. Oh, by 1/24, it's off, it's still a good sale. And on that, Rav Arav Nachman says, the halacha is, that let's say it was more than a roiva, I said, hein chesa, hein yasa, and I gave you more than a roiva, and I measured it, and it's off by more than a roiva, so then you have to give back the entire thing. For example, let's say it ends up being more than a roiva, more than a base core. So now you have to give back the entire roiva plus back to the meicher of the property. Even though up to roiva was ksir mechila. But here, since already it was more, you give back the whole thing. So it's called avam kulam. Alma, heicha de boi yadure, kulam ahada. You see that once you have to give it back, you give back everything. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Even the Medina case, it could be it's a kasha on Rav Huna. Because you see, once it's more than over the sheer mechila, you have to give it back. You have to give it back.
Huh? That's Rav Huna.
Right. So it's a riot to Rav Huna. Right. Sorry, another kasha. It's a riot to Rav Huna. You're right. It's a riot to Rav Huna. I just misspoke. Sorry. It's a riot to Rav Huna that you see that you mevatel the whole thing. So it's a riot to Rav Huna. So Alma Hecha the Bayadura Kula Ma'ada. So Mara says, no, it's not a raya. Hochi ashta. Hasam there, hein chasar, hein yasar, amalei. He spoke at hein chasar, hein yasar. So there, be'etzem, really, he doesn't anticipate any type of, really when you sell a base core, you don't anticipate any type of mess up. When you buy chitim, you anticipate kidneys. That's just a fact, the way it is. It happens by itself. When you buy a base core, I want exactly a base core. But I got a spoke at Hein Chesa and Yasser to say, you know what, okay, I'm going to give you some leeway. Once you miss the leeway, I'm reverting back to the expectation, which I get exactly what I want. I'm selling what I want, and I buy what I want, exactly based core. So, Hasam Hein Chesa and Yasser, Amalei. Miu, Revia, Loi Chashev, Yasser, Loi Chashev, Yasser, Revia Chashev. You take out the next words. Vahadra. So, he's saying it's a chaluk. The chaluk is like this, that what's expected? Buy, when you buy a chitim, peiros, it's expected to have kidneys in it. Therefore, it's automatic mechila. Masha ink in a base core, it's not an automatic mechila because I expect really to buy a base core. But up to a certain share, I expect mistakes. I expect, you know, I'll be mechila. Once it's more than that, so I never really anticipated that. And therefore, there's no mechila. It's totally in anticipation. And actually, the in Tosfos and the Rashbam bring down the Gemara Maskana there says even if I don't say Hein Chesed and Yasar Lachas by base Kor Stam, you have up to that amount to make a mistake. But more than that, what we're saying is it's worse than my Peiris. Again, the reason is because not an expectation to ever have the wrong shear. But Mashiach came by Peiris, that is the expectation to have up to that amount, and therefore there is more of a Mechila, so it's not a riot to Rav Huna. Maybe over here it's but the whole thing, why? Because it's not the expectation. Mashiach came by Peiris, there, it is the expectation, maybe still you'll that amount will still have to be, that amount will still, you don't have to return, and that amount still will be expected and be part of the sale, the amount that can is. We're still going to invite the Tashimaz here. We might as well finish Tashimaz because the middle of a sukkah. Tashima. It says in the Mishnah, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Ha'oina is Pachis Meshtos, Nikne Mekach. When you have Oina that's less than a Shtos more, I overcharge them less than a sixth, it's Nikne Mekach, and you don't do anything about it. Yoyse Meshtos, more than a Shtos, if you overcharge more than a sixth, Bottle Mekach, the whole Mekach is bottle. Shtos, Kona Mach Zaina. If it's a Shtos, you're Kona Mach Zaina. And the Gemara's Kash is, Amai, Lahada Pachis Meshtos. Both cases of Yoyis Mishtos and Shtos have a Poshta Eitzah. Give him back, let's say you overcharged him, it was a $20 item, you overcharged him by $10, okay? For $30 charge him. Give him back $7, and now it's $23, and now it's less than a Shtos. Finish. Why have to give him either Batal Mekach or give him back the whole $10? Just give him back $7. That's it. Well, so if that's the law, so it's a riot of Huna, the whole thing's Batal, it's a riot of Huna again. Shavami no. You have to return the whole thing. So it's a kasha, it's a nakah, it's a riot to Rav Huna. A riot to Rav Huna that you've got the whole thing. So Gemara says, Hachi hashto. Here it could be a riot to the Knas as well, or Medina either way. Hachi hashto. Gemara says, no, it's not a riot. Same type of tariff like my base court. Hachi hashto. When I buy something, I expect to pay the correct price. I don't expect to get overcharged. Shava shava, Amalei. It's not so recognizable, says Michael. Yes, it's but once it hits Shtos where he's not Michael, or more than Shtos was Batal Mekach, then I don't want any less of Shtos. I'm buying something exact price. I'm not going to charge you 1 cent. So therefore, once it goes out of the realm of Ainov, goes into the realm of Ainov and into Batal Mekach, it's Batal. Mashiach in Paris again, there's expected think to have kidneys. And there, maybe there, you don't give it back. That's the ikka chilek, very simple chilek. That when I buy something, I want to be paid the exact price. Or base core is the exact same thing. You want to pay the exact thing. Up to a certain share, okay, I'll give it up. But once it hits the share, then I never wanted to do that. But I think about pay raise, there is a certain amount that's expected. Last Toshima, Hamakabel Sodom Mechaverlito, your job was to plant trees. You planted 100 trees. And 10 of them did not grow. That's expected. You can't expect now the gardener now to replant these things. I raised a makabel of Esa Buria Samea. 10 trees that don't grow fruit to 100. It happens. More than that, if it's 11, then he has to replant all 11 trees. So it's a riot to Rav Huna. It's a riot to Rav Huna. Om Rav Huna, the answer is Om Rav Yeshua. Call Yesa Mekan Kebal Lita Metchila Dami. A new type of svara. It's a similar svara, but a new type of svara. He says that when it comes to trees, once it hits 11 trees, so you're missing an entire sada of trees. Because more than 10 trees already is considered a sada of trees. So it's ke'ilu, I didn't plant that area. And I told you to plant my field. And now I have 11 trees that are barriers. It's ke'ilu, I didn't plant that. So it's ke'ilu, when I start now, I have to replant something. It's ke'ilu, I'm going ahead to replant a new field. And therefore, I have to replant all 11 trees. And it's similar to the shot before. Here, maybe it's a little bit of expected to have some boreas. But here, once it reaches the shear of 11, so now it's ke'ilu, I'm starting a new tanai, a new job, to plant trees in a sada. And therefore, it's not a dimyan to Rav Huna's case. And the bottom line is, we didn't bring a raya or a kasha on Rav Huna. And we could pass like Rav Huna, but we don't have a raya or a kasha to Rav Huna.